are you looking for, Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Thank you, my friends, for tuning in to Health Conspiracy Radio. I am your host, Nick Brannigan. We are streaming from naturalnewsradio.com. We have a very special show today. I am taking a clip from my most recent episode of Health Conspiracy TV with monthly guest co-host Shane Stewart of the Organic Grassroots Juice Bar. This wasn't meant to be an interview, but Shane has so much good stuff to say that me and Anthony Foresta and Mary Cody just kind of sat back and all interviewed him together. So I'm very pleased to share that with you today, and he will be a monthly guest co-host along with Mary Cody, who's coming on twice a month, Anthony Foresta, who was on weekly with me, and a few other names out there. So I hope you enjoy today's show. Health Conspiracy Radio is brought to you by Las Vegas Homeopathy. If you are in the Las Vegas area, please visit my friend, Dr. Soumya Sridharan. Her website is LasVegasHomeopathy.com. The number is 702-403-7092. Call today for a 30-minute consultation. If you are not in the Las Vegas area, you can get a consultation with Dr. Soumya via Skype. Oh, technology is such a beautiful thing. But I do want to read a testimonial regarding shingles that she treated. And one person, there's a few testimonials here, but I'm going to read this one from KS in Las Vegas. Oh, excuse me, let me adjust my microphone setting. There we go, that probably sounds better to you now. KS in Las Vegas said, I had severe pain and burning from shingles for 1 year before I found this homeopathic clinic. This doctor spent a lot of time to understand my problems before giving me a medicine in contrast to my conventional doctor. This medicine, against my belief, worked wonders. I started feeling better right away, and my pain became less severe in 2 months, and the pain disappeared completely in 6 months' time. I am so grateful to not only get rid of my problems, but also have more energy and better health. Again, it's LasVegasHomeopathy.com. Her name is Dr. Somia Schriederen, and you can call her at 702-403-7092. So when you treat yourself and support Dr. Somia, you're supporting Health Conspiracy Radio. Regarding the show times for my daily show, in addition to this natural news radio show that you hear every Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be doing 6 days a week on Blog Talk Radio / HC Radio. Tuesday through Friday will be a live show for the time being. And that's going to air at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, or 3 p.m. Pacific Time. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Monday will be a pre-recorded show, and Sunday will be the audio of Health Conspiracy TV. So at the same time that it streams at Blog Talk Radio, it'll also be posted to iTunes and on healthconspiracy.com with the video every Sunday at 3. So just once again, it's Sunday at 3 o'clock. Health Conspiracy TV audio will stream at Blog Talk Radio, and the video will be available at that time. Monday, a pre-recorded show, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and at the same time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it will be a live show. For the time being, I'm really trying to get in the hang of doing this radio almost every day. And sometimes the Natural News Radio Show will be completely different from those six shows. Sometimes it will be the same. So please subscribe to me on iTunes if you're on iTunes. If you use Blog Talk Radio, you can follow the show there. Of course, you can just follow the show on naturalnewsradio.com or go to healthconspiracy.com. where all the archives will be available. And for the old archives, I'm updating about 10 a month. It's just very time-consuming uploading these hundreds of hours worth of shows. But anyway, let's get this show started. Shane Stewart coming up with my co-host, Mary Cody and Anthony Foresta. I am Nick Brannigan, and you are listening to Health Conspiracy Radio.
Is there a health conspiracy? You can bet your bottom dollar. Genetically modified food, poison in your tap water, toxic, tainted, and abused meat and dairy, ingredients of mass destruction, poisonous pesticides and herbicides, deep psychological propaganda, food that makes your children go crazy. Do you think the FDA is meant to protect you? And just what in the world are they spraying in the skies? You have been a victim of mass programming, but it's never too late. Learn how to successfully make changes that last, leading you to a new life of health and vibrancy that most will never experience. Over the next hour, allow Nick Brannigan to share with you his research, expertise, and life experience. This is Health Conspiracy Radio.
Final note before we go to the interview, if you want to see the video version of this show, the link will be in the show notes at radio.naturalnews.com. Click on the Health Conspiracy Radio Archive, also available on healthconspiracy.com. Click on the Health Conspiracy TV categories on the right side of the section, and you can see the good-looking faces of myself, Shane, Mary, and Anthony. Without further ado, this is Shane Stewart, Nick Brannigan, Anthony Foresta, Mary Cody on Health Conspiracy TV. Welcome to Health Conspiracy TV. We are at a remote, undisclosed location this week. That's right, it's super private. I'm your host, Nick Brannigan, and we have Anthony Foresta, GMO Free Vegas, the weekly co-host. Joining us for the first time, Shane Stewart from the Organic Grassroots Juice Bar.
That's right.
Known you for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on radio, but you were on radio pre-National News Days. So
that's right.
We have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Of course, Mary Cody from Nature Me Well, the twice a month third in command, third number one co-host.
And number one.
We're all the number ones.
Yeah.
The third number one.
Is that right?
Number
one. Matches perfectly.
So we're going to talk about a few topics, but we're mostly going to talk to Shane about
juicing and smoothies because you are very knowledgeable on that topic. You own a juice bar in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. all organic. So I met you through a mutual friend, a girl that you had thrown an event with. Mm-hmm. And
we could call her my ex.
Your ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Danielle Califlin.
That's right.
She moves. Uh-huh. I still keep in touch with her via Facebook. She was a co-host for a small period of time. Mm-hmm. I like her. She's cool. And she introduced me to you through an event you guys were having. I believe it's your dad's ranch.
Yeah, we were actually, when I left the company, when I was working with Vitamix, I left and immediately started this concept that I had, which was a wellness institute on a ranch, so we called it the Las Vegas Wellness Institute, where we introduced people to yoga, healthy eating, cooking classes, meditation, you know, all kinds of stuff before I actually opened up this juice bar.
Yeah, so just we should say the format for everyone. Like, this is a conversation amongst friends. we're going to be fielding a lot of questions to Shane tonight, but if you guys have a question, throw it in there. And disclosure, I know I told you this, but for you two, if I'm talking, just talk over me.
Yeah, add some input.
Just talk over me, and I'll stop.
I will definitely do that.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, friends. It's in.
So, Grassroots Organic Juice Bar. Mm-hmm. Give us the background. How did that happen?
Yeah.
In between, I met you. It's been about 2 years. Yeah. Seems like 10 years, but I've known you at least 2 years. So between that moment and opening a Grassroots Juice Bar.
Well, I'll just go back one step further because it all ties in together. But I worked for Vitamix for about 8 years, and then as I was working for Vitamix, doing live road shows, I was doing things like Costco and Sam's Club and like shows where they were good and you were making good money, but I wanted to do the bigger shows. And so, in between going to film school and making documentaries, Vitamix was supplementing my income. In 2008, when the market crashed, how we would raise money to make movies just kind of ceased to exist. Mm-hmm. And then Vitamix went into full force. And as I was doing Vitamix, I saw somebody that I was working with at a Costco put carrots into a smoothie. And then I saw all the kids drinking the carrots and everything, and the parents were going, oh my gosh, my kid doesn't even eat carrots. It's amazing he's drinking this. Mm-hmm. And a light bulb went off, and I went, well, if you can hide carrots, I wonder what else you can hide in a smoothie. Carrots. And so, yeah.
I do remember Danielle telling me that Vitamix is saying, go to Costco, show them how to make whatever. Doesn't matter if it's healthy, but you guys are like on the down low, like, no, this is how we make it.
I got in a lot of trouble from Vitamix. They'd actually send secret shoppers out to spy on me because I would take a frappuccino and then throw avocado, spinach, cabbage, carrots, all these things that don't exist in a Vitamix book anywhere. And then I developed my own concept, which was how to eat your vegetables and not know it. So then from that, turned in from smoothies, it turned into ice cream, it turned into hot soup, it turned into making brownies using raw vegetables. And then I wanted to take it one step further. I didn't want to be in Costco's anymore because basically what I'm speaking against was being sold all around me inside the store. So I went to school and went to integrative nutrition, and I did a lot of reading. I actually learned more from just reading on my own than I actually did from the school, but it was a great school. It opened up your eyes to there's all kinds of different philosophies out there, and you can't really just adopt just one. But so then after that, I just felt like I outgrew Vitamix and it was time to do something on my own. And then there was, I don't want to go through all the girlfriends, but there was another girlfriend that did the interior design for a juice bar that's very successful here in Las Vegas.
What's your first and last name?
Haley Hunter.
Haley Hunter.
He said it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
going to get
10 girl.
Facebook requests tomorrow from
She did the interior design for Greens and Proteins, and she called me up and she said, these guys open up a juice bar. I really think you should come out to Vegas and give them a demonstration and show them what you got. And so that's what brought me back to Vegas is I opened up Greens and Proteins.
Where were you living?
I was living in Hollywood
at
the time. Yeah. And Greens and Proteins from the beginning was just a big success. It's won by one of the biggest gyms. And then still kind of working with Vitamix a little bit and getting ready to move back to L.A. because my job was done here. And then Downtown Project called me up and they said, how do you feel about opening up a juice bar downtown? And I didn't really know a whole lot about downtown at all. And so went to meet these guys, kind of explored downtown. I said, well, this is a real shithole. What do you think is going to happen down here? Probably nothing. But as I started meeting more and more people, I started seeing the vision of downtown, and I got really excited about it. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So they actually funded the whole entire juice bar. And I have a partner who was the director of First Friday. Her name's Nicole Hester. Her brother is one of the owners of First Friday, one of the owners of Life is Beautiful. And I actually asked her to be my partner because she was so integrated already. She already knew everybody down there. I said, I think opening something like this, you will definitely get my foot in the door with downtown and a lot of respect right off the bat. So, yeah, so we opened it up, and one of the things that I wanted to do was everything had to be, going back to greens and proteins, is I tried to get them to do everything organic, and they wouldn't do it, and I tried to get them to see my point. I said, you can't really have a juice bar and then have everything have pesticides on it, because you're not just eating an apple. Right. You're taking 5 apples, and you're putting pesticides on top of pesticides. Mm-hmm. And then you're making a big glass of poison instead of something that's actually biologically healthy for someone's body. And then it turned into, I told them I wouldn't use whey at the juice bar. And then all these gym rats coming in from Athletic Club are going in there, and they go, what are you talking about? You guys don't have whey. Next thing you know, we're buying whey protein that I probably wouldn't even use in my home, going into these juices. And so the magic of the experience and what I was so excited about began to deteriorate, because what I preached for Vitamix was how you can biologically change your body by incorporating foods into your diet that you probably would never be able or figure out how to cook on your own, and you can instantly have them for breakfast every single morning because you can whip them up in an amazing magic recipe and consume them every single morning. But so what turned from raw cacao, the greens and proteins, turned to Hershey's cocoa mix. So detached myself from that whole thing. So I wasn't going to do it again.
Good.
If so, with the Downtown Project, they gave us our money and they said, do whatever you want. This is yours. Make it happen. So Nicole and I actually went out on a farm tour. Carrie Clasby, who's the owner of Downtown Farmers Market, we approached her and we said, look, we want to do something amazing. We don't want to just buy from a food supplier. We would love the opportunity to see where you source all these amazing fruits and vegetables from. So we met her.
Oh, can I cut you off for a second?
You just did.
Speaking of amazing fruits and vegetables, yeah. I have sponsors for the show that I didn't plug. So,
oh, yeah, good.
Vegas Valley Organics, GetVeggies.com, certified organic fruits and vegetables from California.
Good stuff.
So check them out. Eastern and Pebble, buy greens and proteins in the Regal Cinema.
The other one.
And, of course, Dr. Soumya Sridharan, the number one doctor in Las Vegas. LasVegasHomeopathy.com. If you want a doctor that's going to get you well through the nutrition that you're talking about, not through pharmaceuticals, through nutrition and homeopathic medicine, go see Dr. Soumya Sridharan. She's on Washington and Buffalo. LasVegasHomeopathy.com. If you live outside of Las Vegas, she can give you a Skype consultation.
Right. That's what I was going
to
say.
So you went to the farmer's markets.
Wait a minute. Back to this doctor.
She's great.
Yeah? Yeah.
Homeopathic.
And she's going to be at the March 7th thing.
Short blonde hair, curly.
No, she's up in India.
Okay, different doctor. What's her name again?
Dr. Soumya Sridharan.
Huh, I can't remember.
Maybe her. I'll have to invite
she's
her.
She's friends with Ina.
She was on episode 2.
Oh, she was on episode 2.
I'll check her out.
Probably been the most frequent guest on the show.
Excellent. Yeah.
But she's like, she restored my faith in doctors. Like, my thing was doctors. Then I met her through Liam Sheff from Official Stories. He had a talk. She came to that. I was like, oh, you're a homeopathic doctor. I don't even know what that is. And I talked to her, and we became friends, and she came on the show as a guest a few times, and then she asked to be a sponsor, and she is the best, the number one doctor I recommend. I'm sure there's maybe a handful of doctors in Las Vegas that are not awful, but she is the top of the food chain as far as doctors that will get you better go. So that would be good to...
You really sold that one.
Not awful.
Yeah.
Well, she actually cares about your well-being, your health,
Yeah.
And nothing more. If she thinks that you're done, she'll tell you, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk again some other time.
Right. And you should meet her, too, because she's big on smoothies and green drinks.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Walk to walk and talk.
Yeah.
Well, what did she tell your sister when she went to see her?
She was healthy. She's like, I don't know what else to do for you.
She said go on a 30-day drink green smoothies every day for 30 days to get your health up there.
Mm-hmm.
But where are they going to get those green smoothies from? man Shane right here.
That's right.
Grassroots. Yep. Yeah, and she was there yesterday.
Huh?
And she was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my sister Mary, the dark haired girl that came in with the other guy that didn't want anything in there because.
Yeah. She wasn't taking no for an answer either.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We're trying to change him and help him because he's got a blood clot that, you know, he's too young for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
he needs to get off his Coca-Colas.
He needs to get off a lot of it, Lynn.
Love you, Lynn. It's all right.
Nothing like getting your medical history plastered on the internet.
Yeah.
Bam. There it was. Drinking water.
That needs to hand wash. Let's continue. You went to the farm. Yeah. I'm going to get some hand wash real quick.
Yeah.
You guys don't mind me walking in front of the camera.
No, that's fine. Yeah. It's over there.
The hand wash. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
You guys are so funny.
Went to the farmer's market, went with Carrie Clasby, and we actually went and to the first farmer's market we went to was in Ojai. And she said, you know, it's really good for you guys to get in there and meet these guys because they're going to be growing your food. And then we learned about a concept while we were there, because I was all about, do you have organic this, organic that. And they said, no, we don't have organic, but I can rest assure you that if you come check out our establishment, you'd be more than happy. We support a movement called Beyond Organic, which I haven't heard of that before. And so, stuck in there and learn from these guys. You know, Beyond Organic are these group of farmers who participate in these farmers markets who don't want to really be bullied around by the government. They said, look, we've been farming for generation after generation. We've never once compromised the way that we grow our produce. And if we wanted to fill out paperwork, then we would be working in cubicles. We're farmers.
And being shaken down by the government for that certification.
That's right. And paying lots of money for that stamp of approval,
exactly.
Which they never really check on anyway. You pay the money, they'll do a quick blind walkthrough, mm-hmm. and say, okay.
That's actually a myth. They do check on it pretty hardcore.
Do they?
I've worked with Trish, the former owner of Vegas Valley Organics, and it's a 3-year process. And same thing with Marilyn from the Cowboy Trail Farms. They check the air and the soil and other aspects outside of paperwork for up to 3 years. With that being said...
But there's still a certain amount of pesticides that you can use that are approved
mm-hmm.
from organics that some farmers would not use that could still be harmful. Biologically.
Yeah, none of them are synthetic, but the old school farmers, if you can go to the farm and meet the farmers like you do, and they're not certified organic, well, who cares? You know, if we do live in a community where we need to learn to trust people. So I don't know if Marilyn from Cowboy Trail is certified organic, but I'll eat anything she grows because mm-hmm. I know her and I trust her.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what you're doing. You're going to meeting the farmers,
that's right.
meeting these people, and learning to build a relationship.
And it's you know, somewhat about health. I mean, you could just go and I could go to LA Specialty or one of these bigger food companies and buy organics for a really good price. But it's really about helping the small farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we kept on going to these, giant companies and buying produce, what's going to happen to the smaller guys that are out there and they're doing it right? So it's about, you know, helping your neighbor, helping out the community.
You're never going to meet the CEO of Earthbound Organics.
That's right.
But you'll meet Marilyn Yamamoto. You can go to California and meet K&K Farms, who supports supplies Vegas Valley Organics. So that's important, too. It's like your juice bar.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You can go there and meet the owners, Shane and Nicole. You can get juice at Whole Foods, which is probably half organic. You're never going to meet John Mackey.
Yeah.
And why would you want to anyway?
I don't know.
I mean, I hope you get to a point where I'm pretty elusive, but...
Well, you are working on different things, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on a couple different projects, but I'll just finish up Grassroots real quick. Grassroots was always the first... I mean, was to put out the best drinks possible, but to have at the point of sale... an educational component. So when you're going through it, like if you guys, to paint a picture of what the juice bar looks like, and I had never seen anything like it, so it wasn't like I took this idea from anybody else, but I created the whole front counter with a cold pan, so all the fruits and vegetables were right there in front of your face. Every juice bar I've ever been to has always been reaching under a counter or turning your back, and the blender's in the back on the other side. You never really get to be involved. And and exactly what I thought would happen has actually happened with this juice bar. Let me just get my hand sanitizer. Take two.
Hi,
Yeah, I noticed that. It's actually pretty nice. It looks sort of like a deli case, where you can see everything. It's right there in front of you.
It's kind
of
like, and this is probably the worst comparison you can make, but it's like Subway. And before I was healthy...
That's the way I always...
Yeah, before I was healthy, people would say that I go to Subway because I could actually see them making my food versus going to another fast food where who knows what they're doing back there.
Right.
And it's a good thing to think about, or that most people don't think about when you go to a juice bar. You don't really see them making your stuff.
Right.
And you got the big refrigerators, completely transparent, with dates on everything, so you know if it's expired, it's not going to be in there.
Yeah, and then we have superfoods that are sourced from all over the world. So we even use things like purple corn and ashwagandha root and reishi mushroom and phytoplankton and things that you would probably never imagine yourself purchasing at a juice bar, which opens up other discussions. So it allows, I mean, my employees, they're learning, and I have a couple new ones. So it's been kind of difficult to find employees that have the same sort of passion where they would want to dive in there and absorb all this knowledge to teach. But while I'm there, it's definitely an amazing opportunity for myself. But you know, with the smoothie thing, like, I think smoothies are great. I think juicing is great. Do I think that's what you need to do to build a healthy body and live a great lifestyle? I think it's a great way to, like a gateway, to introduce foods that you wouldn't normally eat to your body. What juicing did for me when I was working for Vitamix, I always considered myself healthy, but what I now know what I thought was healthy was gym rat healthy. Protein, canceling out the carbs, counting calories, all the stuff that I do not believe in now. Actually, it would not be hard. I don't have any calories or fat grams or anything at my juice bar, and that would not be hard. I can go into an app and easily come out with how many calories are in the peanut butter chocolate milkshake. But what I don't feel like I would be doing something honest for our customers. It's not about the calories. It's
calories
about
are almost completely irrelevant in my opinion.
Totally irrelevant. It's about the food that you're eating. Mm-hmm. And so if you were to take out the avocado or the chocolate peanut butter milkshake because it would drop it by 250 calories, you just deprived yourself of the healthiest fruit on the planet with the healthiest fat.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I don't even want to go there with that. And I've been asked many times, they're like, you know, I would love to come in here and get a drink, but I always end up getting the same thing because I don't have the calories. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I can promise you that any drink that you would have here is probably healthier than anything you'll have throughout your whole entire day.
And it's good that you're not trying to appease everyone in that way, which may bend the values of grassroots juice bar.
Yeah.
Now, here's a problem I have with your place, is that I want to try new stuff, but what I had last time is always so good.
Yeah.
I get the same thing almost every last two times. I had the chocolate peanut butter bowl.
Does, I think. Yeah.
So the tortilla soup is amazing.
Oh, I did get that last time. That was really good. So, Mary, you're quiet so far. What, do you have any questions for Shane?
Okay, well, I want to know about these girlfriends.
Oh, boys, off-camera conversation.
I'm teasing him.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about ex-girlfriends on this show. Oh, we kid. We like to have fun. Before we continue with the interview, we got to take a quick commercial break, a pause for the cause. Again, my sponsors are Dr. Somia Sridharan at LasVegasHomeopathy.com. If you're in Las Vegas or you're visiting Las Vegas, make sure to go to downtown Las Vegas at 6th and Carson or 7th and Carson. We'll give it at the end of the show. And visit the Organic Grassroots Juice Bar. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Natural News Store is now open. Hi, this is Joni Cox with Homegrown Health with some great news for your health and your budget. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving money right now on superfoods like cacao, camu camu, and acai. You'll find coconut flour, coconut sugar, and hemp seeds, as well as detox products like Zeotrex, Oxy Powder, and Nascent Iodine. You'll also find survival organic food supplies and colloidal silver. Both can help you prepare for natural disasters or other events that might threaten your health or safety. As Hurricane Sandy recently taught America, just one storm can knock out the power grid and leave us all scrambling for food and medicine. We've also got amazing herbal medicine cabinets and herbal survival kits. Plus, we're the exclusive source for the all-new Natural Attitude Turmeric Extract. It's a powerful, alcohol-free, liquid form of turmeric with high absorbability. Plus, get free shipping in the USA on orders of $99 or more. A portion of all sales helps fund health freedom and food freedom initiatives. Find all this and much more at shopnaturalnews.com. That's shopnaturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Thank you again for tuning in. Again, my name is Nick Brannigan. You are listening to Health Conspiracy Radio. We are streaming on naturalnewsradio.com. And if I don't express my gratitude and appreciation for allowing me to be a part of your life, I don't feel like I do that enough. So in case you were wondering, thank you very much for listening to this show, Health Conspiracy Radio, Health Conspiracy TV. Again, go to healthconspiracy.com to get new show times for the live version of the show starting next week. Let's continue our talk with Shane, Mary, Anthony, and myself from Health Conspiracy TV.
I haven't been to your juice bar, but it sounds really cool because I don't get to downtown very often. And I think that your concept of having everything in front of you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't that encourage people to say, oh, well, what is this? Can you put that in there? You know, like encouraging people to try new things because they look interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It happens all the time.
And so... What do you use for a protein source, like hemp seeds, chia seeds?
So what I did at this juice bar was, that was originally going to be another company, but it's just an additive that you put in your drinks. Is I created four flavors, healthy chocolate, ancient delight, super berry, and sweet greens. And in each one of the flavor profiles is seven unique superfoods that aren't in the other flavor profiles. And then the base for every single one is hemp protein. So, you know, for one thing, you can have a scoop of this, like a booster that you would get at Jamba Juice, and pay, you know, for bee pollen, you pay another 75 cents. For $2.50, you can have a scoop that's equivalent to 40 vitamin supplements of whole foods, of the most powerful foods in the world, in your drinks on something that already has 7 to 12, 15 raw vegetables in it. So if you order a chocolate peanut butter milkshake, which is made with spinach, wheatgrass, collard greens, cabbage, carrots, cacao, peanuts, banana, avocado,
microgreens, all these different things in it, you can say, instead of the chocolate, the cacao, can you put in a scoop of healthy chocolate, which would add noni fruit, purple corn, shaga mushroom, reishi mushroom, hemp seeds, and spirulina
nice.
in that drink, and it doesn't compromise the flavor at all. But I have this one drink that's pretty amazing. It's our most expensive drink. The drink is pretty much $17. And the name of the drink is called a Kick-Ass. And this,
is that a secret thing?
No, it's on the chalkboard when you come in. The chalkboard. Huh?
When I come in, the board is
on. No, not the TV. The chalkboard with the Hippocrates face sketched in on it. Yeah. But where I discovered this drink was when I was coming up with those flavor profiles with the protein powder in there. With all the superfoods and trying it out, and go, okay, that's not right. And I tried another one. I was like, that's not right. All of a sudden, everybody that was in the room, and my taste testers, one by one, would end up going to the bathroom and coming back. No one saying anything, going to the bathroom, coming back. And then I finally called it up, and I go, are you guys feeling what I'm feeling? They're like, dude, I feel crazy right now. I've gone to the bathroom 3 times. I'm sweating. There's all these different things. But what ended up happening was it took everybody into instant detox mode. There was such a flood of nutrients going through your body with all those superfoods that usually what it would take in, you know, a couple of days of doing a juice detox or something where your body starts to get these effects, it was doing to us within the amount of like an hour of trying this drink.
So you were getting like your healing crisis instead of in 3 days, it was happening
it
in
was
like
happening
30 minutes.
So I created
this
drink.
Awesome.
I took all the superfoods and I put them into one drink and I could see what happens. And so we all tried it, everyone that worked at the juice bar, and the same thing happened. But it's actually become one of our best sellers, believe it or not. There are some people that have adapted to that whole detox process to where it just gives them such a boost of energy that it's worth it every single morning to get a $17 drink with 27 different superfoods in it.
Sounds
yeah,
pretty awesome.
Yeah. He gets excited about vegetables like I do. You're the first person I've ever met that like is animated about vegetables, because that's how I feel. Like I go to the farmer's market and I'm like, oh my gosh, Brussels sprouts! Oh my gosh, you know, I get super purple cauliflower. I get really excited.
Cauliflower is pretty exciting.
Purple cauliflower.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because working as long as I did at Vitamix, it wasn't uncommon at all throughout the day for me to be talking about diabetes or heart disease and then somebody raising their hand voluntarily, giving their testimony, saying that, you know, I had diabetes, I went on a raw food diet, and I'm off my insulin shots. And I'm like, that's amazing, man. You know, did that really happen? And then it happened one after another, and then you read these books, and it's just one story after another. But I actually had one of the more powerful stories that I share in all the talks that I give. And this one was where it was the game changer in my life. It's when I decided to stop making movies and I decided to dedicate myself to helping people. And it was this lady, I was giving this seminar, I was actually at this health and wellness conference, and she stayed there all day long. She was on one crutch, and you know, I had a sea of people at these things, and she just hung out until it was time for me to clean up the booth. And I said, you know, you've been sitting here for a long time. I go, are you just absorbing on this? What's going on? And she goes, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, no, I don't remember you. And she said, well, I met you at a Costco, and it was about a year ago. And I listened to your demonstration like I'm listening now. She said, except then I was in a wheelchair. And she goes, I have fibromyalgia. And she goes, I did everything that you said. And she goes, I bought the machine. I started drinking good water. I took out all the processed foods out of my diet. And she goes, I just wanted you to see me today, because today I'm not in my wheelchair anymore. I'm on a crutch. And she goes, I wanted to personally thank you.
Awesome.
So after that was it for me. Because then I realized in the amount of time that it takes a movie to make a movie, like when it took me to make this one documentary, it's actually on Netflix right now, it took me almost 3 years and editing, you know, 300 hours of footage to finally get it down to an hour and a half just for it to get picked up on Netflix for web streaming. But what was that 3 years of my life that I could have been doing amazing things with? And so, you know, the payoff for making a movie was, how do I influence people? How do I get people inspired? And that's always what I've been interested in. Like Self-Medicated was one of the first movies that I made, which is a coming-of-age story about his mother giving away her child for temporary custody. And he went to go to Samoa to pick pineapples. And it's about him and his mother self-medicating themselves to deal with the death of his father. And by the end of it, it's a super feel-good movie. It was based on a true story. Heart of the King was based on the worst Elvis impersonators on the planet. I couldn't find worse ones. I made sure that they were the worst. But I knew, because my dad owns a show here in Las Vegas with the best, the very best Elvis impersonators on the planet. And I knew the story about the guys that were the worst, and I knew that there was something there. And if I could unravel that onion throughout a documentary, the people that were first laughing and judging these guys would be rooting for them to win in the final contest at the end. But nothing beats going in and, like, at the juice bar and having people come in getting excited about health and nutrition. And, you know, what I know, I could easily jump on the bandwagon of these all-juice cleanses. Like, that's the one thing that's happening everywhere. It's happened in L.A., New York, Chicago. It's the new biggest thing, and now they're just now starting to pop up in Las Vegas. But the one thing I do know is that the whole food, it's about eating whole foods. It's about eating the seeds, the thin skins, the stems, the roots, and putting people in all-juice cleanses, saying you can do whatever you want to your body, like that movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, really led a lot of people astray to what health and nutrition is all about. That guy who did the opposite of what they did in Fat, Sick, and Supersize Me, where he changed the biochemistry of his body by juicing as opposed to eating McDonald's and destroying it, was used as a catalyst for these places to open up and go, here's the new miracle drug, the new one-time fix.
And isn't he doing a second one because he fell off the wagon?
That's right.
That's exactly, you know,
that's right.
To your point, that's a short-term fix. It's not doing long-term subconscious changes.
Yeah, so what we do at Grassroots is instead of telling people, you know, I bought the machine that everybody does it with. Really expensive investment, but so we only have three cold press juices. And then we have a superfood smoothie, a raw vegetable soup, that's all still in the same bottles. Raw vegetable soup, superfood smoothie, elixirs made with the doTERRA, mm-hmm. essential oils and like turmeric, ginger, aloe. And then we're working with a chef where at the end of the day, you get on the internet to choose between, everything's ordered online, between raw or vegan. It's labeled 1 through 8. You're eating every 2 hours, either it's an elixir, a shot, a juice, and then you finally get a meal at the end of the day. But the thing is that we're advertising is cleansing with food, not just juice. There's no such thing as a one-time, three-day detox. It does not exist. And what people need to understand that when they go to these juice bars is that there's not a miracle drug for anything. It doesn't exist. There's not a miracle superfood. There's nothing I teach you or give you. There's not an oil that I can give you that will completely change your life. You would have to mentally, number one, feel like you need to change your life all around, because there's primary nutrition, secondary nutrition. Primary, you need to feel like, that's when I go into these schools and teach kids, like I work with a lot of children putting gardens in elementary schools, but what does it really do for a kid when I'm going to a magnet school or a low-income area where the kids are even worried about their parents picking them up, and I'm telling them to eat broccoli and spinach? That's the last thing they're worried about. You know, so number one, you got to get in there mentally to where people feel like they're worth taking care of themselves. And then number two, you know, you give them the tools to do it. So every single cleanse that we have, we appoint a health coach with that individual. And that health coach could also carry on with them even after the detox. And I also wrote a 65-page post-cleanse book that will show people how to read labels, how to shop in a grocery store, what grocery stores to shop at. It gives them all kinds of options to where they can make better choices throughout their life. And, you know, I didn't sugarcoat anything. Like, that's one of the things I don't do, which some people tell me I should do a little bit more. But, you know, I'm not afraid to call aspartame rat poison just for someone to stop eating it.
Well, you're on the right show.
Yeah.
People kind of figure it out with me. There's no sugarcoating going on. And I think that's what people need, that are people that are a little bit aggressive, calling things like it is, not saying, oh, well, you shouldn't eat the acid. No, it is rat poison.
Yeah.
It's turned in formaldehyde in the freaking body. So
yeah.
It's I love what you're doing. You're pretty much living the dreams kind of. But you're helping people.
Yeah.
And we need more of that.
I am with the dream.
There's no greater satisfaction than to do what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And actually be able to sustain yourself on that.
Yeah.
And help the people that everyone, you know, all the people that are being helped and the knowledge that you pass on. That's how you do it, man. That's what it's all about.
I will say this. I think this is just as inspiring as anything else for anybody who wants to get into this field, because I hear this all the time from people that have a job and they want to get out of their job and they want to do something. Like, I know for people that I know, a lot of individuals, one of them being my ex-girlfriend, Danny Hollifoot, there's a lot of students that go to integrative nutrition that are set up to believe that once you get out of school, you have a whole path set out for you to where you can quit your job and get into the health and wellness industry. But the truth is, 99.9% of them graduate school and stay in the jobs that they have, and they don't know how to do it. So what they end up doing from there is going and starting multi-level marketing, little things like that, instead of pursuing something like writing something or doing something that they really want to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, what I did with Vitamix is I realized that I was making such great money. I was living at the top of Panorama Towers. I was driving the car that I wanted to drive, always having a lot of money left over. I didn't worry about money at all. It was actually pretty easy to get. But the thing that wasn't easy to get is what I had to deal with when I woke up, you know, with myself in the morning. I didn't feel like I was living a purposeful, driven life to where I could ultimately become. So I jumped, but I did a lot of meditation. I watched a lot of YouTube videos. I was super scared to make that plunge. Mm-hmm. And when I made that plunge, everything that I was fearful of happened. I lost my house. I lost my car. I moved back in with my parents. And, you know, it was keeping me up at night going, oh, my God, what have I done to myself? But by getting myself in that uncomfortable circumstance, it made me go out there more. It made me go out and speak. It put myself out in the community. Anytime somebody would ask me to do something, because I didn't have anything else going on, all I had was the fear that I was living with when I got home. Like, what have I done to myself? And what would take me out of that fear is going towards the light, the goal, which I had for myself. But it happened so fast. It's like, as soon as I made the plunge, and it was exactly what these tapes, these meditation tapes, there's one guy I was listening to, his name's Bashar, who actually channels.
Brendan.
Huh?
Brendan Bashar?
No. Bashar, I know who he is. But Bashar, who actually channels in supposedly these other spirits, and I actually don't even know if I subscribe to that, but he talks so much about making the jump and the plunge and going for your destiny. But I think all within everybody, we all have something better to give than what we're doing in our everyday jobs. I was actually sitting on a group meditation with the guy that was leading the meditation, told everybody that they're not their job, and immediately, you know, I wanted to speak up and say something, but I just held in that, you know, we are our job. We are what we do on a day-to-day basis. We are what we think about. And so, you know, if I was all about just making money and trying to make the next buck, I'd probably be doing a million other things. But what I want to do more than anything is to show people using these juice bars as a way for, like, just a hub where people can come in and learn. I want to spread them all over the place. I'm actually, I'm not going to talk about it in full detail, but I have this concept where a juice bar turns into a medicinal alcohol bar. Now, why would I do that? You can't mix alcohol with vegetables and make alcohol good. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But what would it do? If you had an organic juice bar, and then at night, the juice bar turns into alcohol, and you have all these like organic liqueurs and organic vodkas and tequilas, and instead of having a gimlet, you have a spinach basil gimlet, a wheatgrass margarita, a raw chocolate mojito, you would now turn in nightlife into the healthy juice bar life, where people would then begin to start thinking about superfoods and everything else.
Because the girls that, you know, do yoga and the squats and wear the yoga pants, a lot of guys are probably shy about approaching them. Give them a little organic alcohol.
That's right.
Hey, they can meet.
Well, you don't have to know about those toxins and poisons in your body.
Cheers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Which is the point.
Cheers with the water.
Water is excellent.
Water is amazing.
Excellent water quality here.
What is that? 9.0
alcohol.
Us too, it's water.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's water in it.
But that's what I respect. I respect, you know, I am, today was a crazy busy day, but with what you do, there's no way. You ask me to do something, I'm going to do it, because you take that bag and you look that computer, and I've seen that mic in so many different locations around town. It's ridiculous. And I respect what you guys do with the GMO. I mean, I went out there and I did one protest, and it was extremely uncomfortable. That's not how I do it. I'd rather be behind a counter with a microphone talking about GMOs.
You'll be speaking at the March Against Monsanto this year.
I will?
Yeah.
Would you like this?
I'm declaring
it. Do I have a bulletproof jacket? Then I can learn.
This is what we're doing.
3,000 friends.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Anyone who's speaking, I'm going to work with.
Yeah.
On speaking, you know, the basics. Because last year we had some speakers and they didn't have the energy that we needed. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for me to sit down and say, all right, this is, you know, how we talk, how we introduce, maybe pause there. The little things that make the difference between versus, oh my God, who's this Shane Stewart guy? Where's Grassroots Juice Bar? Because this guy's all about March Against Monsanto and non-GMO.
Yeah. Here in Las Vegas, because that's what it's all about. It's all about local. It's all about fresh. Exactly what your business is all about. Yeah. Exactly what Vegas Valley Organics is all about. And to pass on the knowledge to people on how to sustain themselves in better ways, make better choices, proper for the right reasons, you know, instead of just saying, because you're supposed to, let them know why.
Yeah,
differences, you know.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Still, March Against Monsanto, Nick Brandon, Shane Stewart, and someone to be...
Yes, I will not be speaking. I choose not to speak every year, and that's okay. I would rather be,
I can't speak. I'm running the t-shirt booth.
Yeah, she does.
I did a t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
That's an important concept.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are these your flyers?
No, I want
to pay for the flyers.
They're not my shirts, but I think I might bring a batch of like...
Maybe
like two dozen of my shirts.
Actually, why don't we just like kind of make it all come together and stop having it from two sources. Why don't we do it all as one?
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I think it's a good concept. We have some articles to cover, but I just feel
that's
like...
okay. This is good.
We're good.
Yeah, we can save those. What other comments do you have or questions, Mary?
Well, I like what he's talking about, and I just want to say that where this aligns is that people want a fast fix to be healthy. They want to heal their body easy, but you can't go to a doctor to get healed. You can't pop a pill to get healed. You know, doctors don't cure disease. Pills don't cure disease. Your body cures disease, and so we have to give our bodies the support it needs to do its job, and that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing people how to give their bodies the tools, the things that it needs to heal itself. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have a 4-step process for everybody to get healthy.
What is it?
Number one, go see Dr. Somia at Las Vegas Homeopathy. Get some coaching from her.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, go to Vegas Valley Organic, sign up for their CSA, get your week's worth of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, go to Grassroots Juice Bar, let's say 3 to 4 times a week.
Seven.
If you're on a budget,
you're 14.
Get your organic, raw, vegan superfoods. And number four, listen to Health Conspiracy Radio and Health Conspiracy TV and get some. Oh, by the way, Food Babe was on last show.
Yes.
So go to healthconspiracy.com, get that episode. That's a good 4-step process. And I like what you said, too, about the. If you have this goal, my advice is like, if you have your job, keep your job, but work on it every day. Every day, work on your goal, even if it's this much.
Yeah.
5-6 days a week, do just a little bit every day. The War of Art's a great audio book, or a book to read, where it talks the difference between professional and amateur. The professional does it every day. That's why I'm doing radio 6, 5, 6, 7 days a week now.
Before your 4 steps, let me just interject. It has to be a choice in you. You have to create your new future, and then from there, take Nick's advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write it down.
I have something too.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of what I was saying before, but I feel how we got so disconnected from ourselves and from mm-hmm. food and the environment is because we are disconnected from ourselves. And so if you are, I mean, you can be the healthiest person in the world. I mean, the healthiest person in the world, sitting in front of Netflix, watching one health conspiracy documentary, and I mean, after another, and getting yourself worked up, and then watching the news, and isolating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna. It will never work. The magic, the true essence of how that everything will begin to change, and we'll have a greener environment, and things will be able to just work out. With each other and people uniting within communities is that you need to step out of your box and you need to volunteer, you need to go to farmers markets, you need to work with the homeless, you can't just drive by somebody on the street and go, and unfortunately for him, he doesn't have a job and he's an alcoholic. You will probably live in a very acidic life because acidity and alkaline and
true being all starts with a mental process. Why in the world would you care about waking up and having a green smoothie if it was just for your waistline?
Right.
I mean, what is that going to do for you later on in the future? Maybe temporarily, those choices will keep you looking fit and strong and having good skin, but eventually it's going to catch up with you later on. And it's not about how long you live. It's about how well you live. And I truly believe more than what you eat is what you do for one another. And you just need to figure out what that is. How can you contribute? What can you volunteer? What can you do?
Things it's lots of opportunities.
Yeah,
here in Las Vegas, at least. I know there's opportunities everywhere.
Yeah, I wanted to actually bring up the Las Vegas Green Community, so which you guys have been at.
Yeah.
But I started that with Owen Carver and Angie. Mm-hmm. Angie Morelli.
Yeah.
That's right. Awesome girl. But how that even started was I would go. I had some friends of mine on my Facebook, and they'd see me working with kids or going to feed the homeless or something like that. They go, how do we get involved? What do we do? And so a lot of the times when I go into schools, I don't need an entourage of volunteers to help me out because I'm in and I'm out. You know, we have a plan when we go in there. So this group allows people to get involved in many different ways. And that's what. And so what we're doing right now, I think we're on our fourth meeting, where we are strategizing different ideas that we can begin to execute with people in the room to get other people involved and grow this big community. It's not even surrounded around fruits and vegetables only. It's really just building a great part of Las Vegas that doesn't really exist at the moment. And the one thing that I see being an issue are these nonprofits working separate from each other. I'll give you a specific one because they're both friends of mine. So you have Create a Change Now and you have Green Our Planet. Both of them put gardens in elementary schools, but they're like this with one another. How many gardens do you have? You do it this way, I do it that way. You're doing it too fast. You're not executing it well enough. And it's like, whoa. What is the point of objective here? Is it to get gardens in schools and have kids, you know, interacting and eating more fruits and vegetables? Or is it who can do it faster, who can do it better? And so, you know, part of that green community is breaking down the walls and bringing in people like Enrique from Food Not Moms.
Yeah.
I mean, that plays a big part in everything. I mean, he's now working with schools with the seeds and maintaining the gardens and doing amazing things. But I think that just everyone needs to begin to come together. And, you know, this is an evolution of consciousness that's taking place, and, you know, it feels pretty good to be at the head of it. I mean, that's what we're all here for, right?
We're all in the right place
at the right time. So it feels good to be here with you guys because I really feel like we're leading the march.
Yeah, and you'll be on monthly, too.
What's that?
You're on monthly.
I am on monthly.
Monthly co-host.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I said too much. Yeah. I should have saved a little for the next show.
No, that's okay.
Articles.
Next week or next month, girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
Let's wrap this. We're about the 40-ish minute mark. So next week we'll be back in Nashville again at Healing Center with J.C. Cox, the owner, will be our special guest. Healthconspiracy.com is my website. Go there. You can download my interview with Food Babe Bonnie Hari. Max Goldberg from LivingMaxwell.com will be my next week guest on Health Conspiracy Radio. Let's go down the line. Anthony.
GMO Free Vegas. Facebook. Come and check out the march. May 23rd.
May 23rd.
Yep.
Speakers Saturday. Nick Brannigan, Shane Stewart. One more to be determined.
Yeah, to be determined.
The address of Grassroots Juice Bar, the website.
Yeah, 164 South 6th Street on the corner of Carson and 6th. It's right located in downtown. And the website is grassrootslv.com. And if you would like to get more involved in the community and you know, do something pretty cool, we have meetings. You can find us on Las Vegas Green Community on Facebook. Thank you.
Mary Cody, Nature Me Well.
Nature Me Well. Essential Oil Classes.
.com.
.com.
When's your next? What's the schedule for this month?
I have a class on Saturday, Naturally Organic Healing Center, 4 o'clock.
What's the date on that in case someone's watching
this? The date is February 14th, and then I have another one there on February 28th.
Okay, this is going to air the 15th. So you'll be seeing it today. So February 28th.
Yep, February 28th.
Naturally Organic Healing Center.
And that is a wrap. I hope you were entertained. I hope you were educated. I hope you got something out of this 1 hour of radio that you can apply to your life to make yourself the best version of yourself that you can be, to add value to your life, and help something that you could take to help add value to the life of a friend or a colleague or a family member or someone that you may not even know, because that's what this show is all about. Check out my last week's show with the food babe, Bonnie Hari. You can also go to healthconspiracy.com to see my review of the food babe way and an interesting article that I wrote about Whole Foods and the humane meat marketing scheme. Next week on the National News Radio version of Health Conspiracy Radio, we're going to talk to Max Goldberg from livingmaxwell.com. Thank you again to Natural News, to Dr. Somia from Las Vegas Homeopathy, and to each and every one of you. I'm Nick Brannigan, signing off.